There was a child once who went forth on this earth for a long, long time. She took in, she became so much of all she met. Life was rich with solidness and flights of inspiration and serenity and transforming passion. Love was in her world, hardly ever even talked about. It was like air, like the summer garden. As a child on the farm, she and her beloved sister would lie spread-eagled on the grass on summer nights, making up wild stories from the starry patterns, knowing in their souls that they were both earth and star. They did their sometimes reluctant part in watering and weeding the family's large garden of cucumbers and tomatoes and beans and squash and corn. They played hide and seek in the large corn patches. They loved the smell of spring's china lilies. The tiny creek through the barnyard ran peacefully. And sometimes they sat on either side with their always bare summer feet made cool and peaceful by the babbling little tail of the creek. And in the winter, the wood stove fire warmed the early morning dressing for school. And somehow all of these things wove their way into her life year upon year. Fire arose in so many ways. The people, the causes, the passion for life and justice. Love. Oh, the couplings. And the warm, faithful friends. The fiery destruction of dearly held hopes transformed and redeemed the glistening new, growing ultimately from the ashes. Air, those beloved friends and teachers and times when clarity was possible, when she could think and see serenely, creatively, from her even, deep breath, leading her to love and to give. The water times and people, what would she have done without them? Coolness to keep the cherished fires from combusting into total destruction. Flow, making cool the fevered pace of life. Cleansing into new gardens of being, new ways of life and love. Gladness at the tune of a babbling tale. There were children, meaning love and work and frustration and depth and amazement that such beings can arise from us, can arise from the earth. There were deaths and other endings that brought desolation endured only by a tiny flame of faith that love would yet return again in another way. And it always did. There were bitter failures, eased only by the passage of time and by love's faithful and cleansing flow. There were times of mind-boggling confusion about really important things, gradually cleared by a lot of breathing into decision when times were right. In all of the enmeshed and woven joys and sorrows and indifferences of the years, she walked the earth, looking both inward and outward, puzzled, inspired, loving, sometimes not so loving, longing to feel more of that dimly glimpsed wheel that moves the sun and stars. And then feeling more of that wheel, the mystery that blesses us with a radiant and painful life of passion and clarity and cleanness and deep earthiness. She grew older, and the richness of life just glowed in deeper and richer colors. She grew so much more aware, and she also felt so much more ignorant. What is the wheel that turns the wheels and the stars and our hearts and our souls? She returned to the garden, this time knowing it is where love is grown, free and wild. Comes the day, stand and breathe it all the day, stoop and feel it, stop and hear it. And she heard wise, wise words. As the mystery of a thousand names is patient with our struggles to learn, so we will be patient with ourselves and with each other. And she heard this: let there be beauty and strength, power and compassion, honor and humility, mirth and reverence within and among us, all of us, always.